Greetings, salutations, welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 11, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, editor of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also host a radio version of this called the West Texas Catholic, the audio version on GRN. We are so glad to have you with us this week as we celebrate Memorial Day or observe Memorial Day, but we also celebrate a new pope. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Our guest is a veteran. His name is Joe LaFuente. He's diocesan deputy for the Knights of Columbus here for the Diocese of Amarillo. The Knights went down to Corpus Christi last month, and boy, did they clean up at the State Awards. He's going to talk about that and why men should consider becoming members of the Knights of Columbus. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should always cherish and work to strengthen in our church, world, and society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, Cap'n, the West Texas Catholic, or any other entity that is. Hey, we're getting some rains, but we could sure use some more rains, and we've got some really nice-looking wheat crops sprouting all over the area, as witnessed in confirmation trips that I've taken with Bishop Patrick J. Zurich the last couple of weeks. Continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. Yeah, we could use some rain, but none of the hail, the high winds and tornadoes and so forth and so on. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the discerning, the disturbed. And also continue to pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Pray for our three fantastic seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org, amarillovocations.org. And also, please pray for the 8 men and their families who are discerning the permanent diaconate that make up the class of 2025 here in the Diocese of Amarillo. They make it to their next step, which will be acolyte during a Mass on Sunday, June 8th at St. Mary's Cathedral, and hopefully by the grace of God, they will be ordained to the diaconate sometime later this year. Do want to remind you, we have two fantastic websites, Diocese of Amarillo, amarillodiocese.org, and westtexascatholic.org. More news under the West Texas Catholic News header. Do like us on Facebook. We got lots of posts up there. Our next issue will be dated Sunday, June 15th. The digital version goes out as a flock note Monday, June the 9th. Now, your deadlines for the June 15th issue, Monday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. for advertising, and the deadline for copy, story, and photo ideas, Thursday, June 5th. At noon. And by the way, we are looking for those of you couples that were married between April 1st and June 30th, 1975, to participate in our Golden Jubilees tribute. So if you haven't done that and you need to know more, give us a call, 806-414-1075. And finally, before we get to Joe LaFuente, yes, we elected a pope, or we saw a pope be elected. We weren't in the conclave. Would have been nice to have been a fly in the conclave, but we weren't. So on May 8th, we get the word about 11:09, and we moved up our weekly Mass time from 11:30 to 10 o'clock because Bishop had a premonition that this might happen. But we're visiting in the office, and Adrian Johnson walks in and goes, "Hey, there's white smoke." "There is?" We check Fox News, and sure enough, it is. So we all made our way to the break room and witnessed history. An American pope. Who'd have thought we'd have an American pope? And I didn't bring my pad with me, but I would have shown you that on my list of 8 pope candidates and 2 dark horses, number 4 on the list was Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost of Chicago. So I had it, never mind, we're not going to get into that. Congratulations to Pope Leo XIV. We pray for a long, successful, and zeal-filled papacy for you, and our prayers are with you, and our support is with you as well. Joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 11, brought to you by Kappen and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. He is the diocesan deputy. Did I get the term right, Joe Lafuente?
That is correct, sir.
The diocesan deputy for the Knights of Columbus in the Diocese of Amarillo. This guy has got an intriguing story that if you wrote a book, you'd have to write several sequels, Joe Lafuente.
That may be a true statement.
I believe it is. Joe Lafuente is a parishioner at St. Anthony's Church in Hereford. We've mentioned diocesan deputy for the Knights of Columbus. The local Knights of Columbus made off with a lot of awards, as you saw in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. We'll talk about that and a few other things about Joe Lafuente and the Knights of Columbus in a minute. But first, let's talk about you. You are a veteran, and on this Memorial Day weekend, we still thank veterans for their service because you survived.
Well, thank you very much, and it has been an honor and a privilege to serve our country.
Well, thank you for all that you do for us. Tell us about Joe Lafuente.
Well, I grew up, I was born in Hereford, and I attended St. Anthony's Catholic School up until the fourth grade, at which time my dad changed jobs and we moved to Friona. Graduated from Friona High School in 77, which is a long time for a lot of people.
Not that long. Come on. I got out in 81, so you know we're almost the same age, but anyway.
Upon graduation, I knew that college was not meant for me because studying was probably going to be the last thing on my mind. So I joined the Navy. I wanted to see the world, and the Navy provided a good opportunity for education, continuing education, and to travel. Met my beautiful wife in Adak, Alaska. She was also in the Navy. We decided to get married. We were going to prolong our marriage, but we decided to get married when she received orders to Washington, D.C., and I received orders to a ship in Yokosuka, Japan. Makes it hard to start a family that way.
Sure does.
So we got married 45 years ago, and it's been great.
How many years did you serve?
I served a little over 22 years.
I
joined in late 76, and in the Delayed Entry Program, I retired in 1998. Went all over the world. I have visited 43 countries in one form or another with my job. I rode submarines. I rode ships. I was on P3s. I was real blessed to have a knack for languages, so I got selected for bilateral agreements with our countries and host countries and to train other navies and ride their submarines, ships, and aircraft.
And you exited the military at the rank of what?
Chief Petty Officer, E7.
Wow.
My last duty station was NATO out of Supreme Allied Commander Atlantic in Norfolk. I was gone once a month to a different nation. I was the electronic intelligence analyst for all of NATO.
And see, this man could write a book real easily on just that. That'd be a great chapter in itself. We brag about Bishop Patrick J. Zurich's ability to speak in five different languages, and a lot of people still in this diocese don't believe that, but he does. You, sir, not that it's a competition or anything, have got him kind of beat because you are fluent in English, Spanish, Italian. You also are somewhat fluent in Dutch, German, and French, but there's a few others that we left out.
The other ones is Tagalog, which is what they spoke in the Philippines. Some Chamorro from Guam, technical work knowledge in Russian and Japanese.
Do you want to go back and finish and maybe pick up a couple of more languages before God calls you home?
No, I think me and him will be able to speak the same language once I get there, God willing.
Joe Lafuente is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 11, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo and brought to you by Kappen. Let's talk about your involvement with the Knights of Columbus, a parishioner at St. Anthony's Church in Hereford. Who was the person that said, hey, you need to be a Knights of Columbus member? When did that happen?
My first wanting to be a knight started back when I was a young man, before I even left home. My godfather, God rest his soul, Sammy Gonzalez from Hereford, was a knight. My sponsor from confirmation, God rest his soul, Alfredo Barrera, was also a knight, both from Hereford. I remember seeing them in their regalias, and I said, I want to be one like them. And I remember how they always raised their family in such a Christian manner, and that happened to always be the nucleus on Sundays. Sundays, nobody worked. We went to church, and we visited family. That's what we did. And always had the calling that that's what I wanted to do. But in my line of work in the Navy, I was always gone. I was never more than one place long enough to really set roots and to be part of any organization like this. So I waited until I retired. When I retired from the Navy and started working federal service, I started seeing some of the guys who were going to Mass daily at Cannon Air Force Base, and I kept hearing how the Knights were so active there, and I'd see how active they were. So I reached out to them, and I was brought into the Knights of Columbus in Clovis, New Mexico, at Cannon Air Force Base, one of the few military councils there is.
Wow.
So, and it took off like then. I found a home for the Knights.
Yes, you have, and you've been a member of the Knights of Columbus for almost 30 years.
Almost.
And what is the role of a diocesan deputy? Can you actually define that?
It is all-encompassing, but I like to look at it, and I've been very successful only because I took some of my military training into this role. Not a single one of us can do anything or everything. It takes a team. So to me, the Knights are not much more than a team, but we're a family. Empower people. Help them along. If somebody has an idea, don't shrug it off. Let's work our way to it and make it happen, especially if it's an idea that's going to help our parish, our families, and to bring our men closer to Christ, to lead these families back to be more Christ-like.
Okay, then the follow-up question is, what's the difference between a diocesan deputy and a district deputy?
We have five districts right now in the Diocese of Amarillo. I took over District 196, which is Bovina, Friona, Hereford, Nazareth, Umbarger, and Canyon, and Tulia, those councils.
Okay.
So the district deputy will have so many councils under them. As a diocesan deputy, the diocesan deputy is responsible for all the councils and all the districts. So one thing that I took when I took this over is working with my district deputies and empowering them, funneling things from state and from Supreme to them. We get a lot of emails, as any knight, any grand knight or a district deputy will tell you. I made a promise to our guys that I will filter it out. The important things, I told them, you will see my emails. I will not give you the biscuit, the potatoes, the green beans, or the tea. I'm going to give you the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you convey to your councils. If you want to grow on that, we can sit down and talk. And they will call me or email me, and as I've told guys, my phone never goes off. And it's kind of funny because my wife tells people, if you're going to call after 9:30, just call Joe. So, and that's what the difference is right there. So taking a district deputy, my goal is to groom district deputies to one day take over and jump into the position of diocesan deputy. And it's just a bigger area that it encompasses a bigger area than just their district. But running a district and overseeing a district and growing our district helps them become diocesan deputies.
And better men as well.
Amen.
One of the big heartbeats of the Knights of Columbus service. Let's talk about the Knights of Columbus, especially if you were addressing an 18, 19, 20-year-old man or somebody who's in my 60s who had never considered becoming a member of the Knights. It's never too late.
Never is.
What advice would you give them?
Look at yourself. There's five key things on why we want to become knights and why a young man or any practicing Catholic would want to be a knight. The first one is service. The Knights of Columbus, we are the heartbeat of service to the Catholic Church. Our goal is to bring men more closer to Christ, therefore leading the families back to Christ. Chris, you know, as well as just about everybody else, you read the media, read the papers, we are under attack. Any Christian out there is under attack, and it seems like in previous years, Catholicity has really taken a hit. It's our job to stand up. I always like to ask, gentlemen, when you were growing up, who's the one that would wake you up and say, come on, we got to go to church. Get up and get dressed. It's time to go to Sunday school. Always the answer was
mom.
Mom
and dad.
And I always say, why not your dad? Oh, my dad was too busy. We need to break that mold. We are never too busy for God. We should never be too busy for God. So that's our main thing. Bring the men in for service. And not outside the parish, as the Knights of Columbus, we conduct all types of fraternal activities, fundraisers, and all that money that we raise goes right back into charities within the community of our parishes, of the diocese, and on to bigger and better things. The Global Wheelchair Mission, the ultrasound program, charity, which goes to Helping Hands, Food for Families. All those things come into play. If you want to have a good feeling, and you can see all the charitable organizations that are out there, ours is not only a charitable organization, but we are the visible right arm of the church, the world's largest religious fraternal organization. We're at the top, and everybody wants to be at the top.
And second place is a long way away from the top.
Very much so, sir. And we're very devoutly pro-life. There is no pro-choice for us. We're pro-life from conception till natural death, and we support that wholeheartedly. Our diocese, the Knights in our diocese, have really embraced supporting the ASAP program, which has assistance to survivors after pregnancy, through the Joseph's Mission here at the Catholic Charities. It's been a blessing for everybody to jump on board with that, from the baby bottle drives to the monetary donations that we give them. When we give a monetary donation, say $400, Supreme will also donate $100 on top of that to them. So when we take $400 out of our kitty and pay that to ASAP, to Joseph's Mission, Supreme's going to send them an additional $100. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yes, it is.
And it gives men, families, a sense of we're helping out. I remember hearing somebody, non-Catholic, very much pro-choice, say, okay, so you're pro-life. Who's going to take care of all these children and all these parents that had the children if you want them to be born? We are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how? Start explaining. They're like, oh, we didn't realize that.
God will provide, and he always does.
And he uses us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's beautiful. We're faithful to the Catholic Church. We believe in our creed, and we live our creed, which is the best attribute and the best testament to our faith that we can do. Live our life the way God wants us to live it, in line with our church teachings. You want a place to belong? You want a place to call home? Strongly encourage the Knights of Columbus. And outside of all that, we have such a great insurance program, too. Many people would ask me, well, you can say that because you have military life insurance. No, I don't. I canceled it because it was too expensive for what I was getting back. The Knights of Columbus provided me with an insurance policy for me and my wife that is very competitive, reasonable. Actually, we've been doing it since we started. I just found out a couple of months ago, Anita and I can stop paying our premiums because we're paid up till 115 years old. I'm not going to make it that far. So.
You never know. God may have a plan for 115.
But the best part about it, too, we have investment opportunities with the Knights of Columbus. And the beauty of that is our investment opportunities are in line with Catholic teachings. If you go to any of these other investment firms, they're going to go wherever the dollar is going to be. We're going to go not only where the dollar is going to be, but where it's in line with our Catholic teachings, to follow Mother Church. What better way to do that?
Can't think of a better way either on that. Joe LaFuente is our guest. He is diocesan deputy for your Knights of Columbus here in the Diocese of Amarillo. So I understand you took producer extraordinaire David Wilson to Corpus Christi. You let him come back, which we appreciate that. You guys went down to Corpus Christi end of April and brought back quite a few awards, which we talked about in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. We'll give you a chance now to brag on your councils.
Our councils are awesome. We have, me and Anita were talking this morning at breakfast, and we were discussing me coming down here. She goes, you know, hearing this, talking with the wives, and I would hear people say, man, Amarillo's really woken up. They're doing great. And it was nice. There was several of us that went down there, David Wilson being one of them, Elliot Hussein, Canyon Worthy Grand Knight, Deputy Grand Knight, went down there with us. Pamphlet gentleman went up there. Dalhart went up there. We had a good crowd there. The awards we won were, some of them were milestone awards for councils for continuous years of service in providing charity donations within the first couple of months that we start the fraternal year. Not everybody does that, but these councils, we've had some for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and 25 years continuous service. Not only do they have to pay their charitable donation in time, but they also have to meet the per capita requirement to state by the end of the fraternal year. These gentlemen have done it way ahead of schedule. Not only does it speak well of the Grand Knight and the Deputy Grand Knight who are leading these councils, but it speaks very highly for the councils when they put this first. When they build their budgets, charity is always at the top of their budget. Many places put charity at the very bottom. Knights always put charity first. That is the first pillar of our order.
So, let's talk about some of the awards that we made off with.
So one of our insurance agents, Fabian Olivas, was the Rookie of the Year. He's only been doing it a year, and he snagged that award. He had over $10 million of securities. He had 83, I believe it was 83 processes that he built helping our Catholic families in the area. So he was recognized as a Rookie of the Year for the insurance. There's five councils that took awards for longevity milestones.
Wow.
So Council 2778 out of Hereford in St. Anthony's conducted the Keep Christ in Christmas poster contest. We've been doing it for a few, couple of years now. They go through the council process, then they go through the diocesan level, they go up to the region, and then the state. I submitted, as a diocesan deputy, I submitted 20 submissions to state. Out of those 20 submissions, one young lady from Hereford, St. Anthony's in Hereford, took third place at state. Not only did she come out on top over the hundreds that were submitted statewide, but the 45 finalists, she came out third. That's a great thing to see our children depicting in their artistic work what Christ means to them in Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I urge my council brothers out there, let's push this. Let's get all our kids on board with this.
And you also made off with an award. I know you don't like to brag on yourself, but brag for just a minute about Joe LaFuente taking home an award.
I was completely surprised. I've been doing this job for about a year and a half. The four awards I give, first is charity, of course. Second is the unity, then fraternity, then patriotism. I was surprised, and I was awarded the Unity Award for the state of Texas, for the Knights of Columbus. You're right. It's not me that won it. As I started, this is a team. This is a family. They say the cream rises to the top. That's because our diocese is so full of strong, vibrant, successful knights. I'm just the person sitting there, and it's their successes, their unity, that we do everything together, we can count on each other as brother knights, that pushed me to the top. So, my brother knights, thank you.
Let's talk about growing this organization a little bit more. People need to know more about the Knights of Columbus. First, they can call their parish, and hopefully the parish secretaries will give them the name, phone number, and email address of the Grand Knight for that council at the parish, correct?
This is true. This is true. If you can't find someone, two things you can do. Go to kofc.org/join. It'll come up with a page where you can sign online. Don't worry about the council that you're looking for unless you do know the council. Don't worry about the membership number. But please remember one thing. At the very bottom of it, it says a promo code. Blessed McGivney will get you in for this year for free. And also, for those that do come online, mm-hmm. as soon as they register online, that man is covered for a $5,000 accidental life policy.
Nice.
So, and at no cost to them for the rest of their lives. And if you can't get anybody and you need help doing that, my phone number is 806-265-7729. I'll be more than happy to talk to you and get you enrolled online.
And like he said earlier, his phone never goes off.
You know, and one thing we're looking at, you said about growing our order. Right now we're looking at possibly starting up five new councils in the diocese.
Nice. Very nice.
So somewhere down south of the diocese, west in the diocese, and north in the diocese, and one right in Amarillo. I won't divulge who they are right now. We have to go through all our wickets. But that's a lot of men. That's more men to join our 1,647 knights that we have in the diocese right now.
Let's grow those numbers, folks. Find out more. Call your parish. Ask about the Grand Knight. Get their contact information or go to that website, which I'll let you give one more time, please.
kofc.org/join.
You're doing a great job, my friend. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you very much.
Let's get you up to date with a few pieces of diocesan news. Do want to remind you about the four additional Pilgrimage of Hope locations for this 2025 Jubilee year. St. Lawrence Church, 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo for the Central Deanery. Immaculate Heart of Mary Church at 411 Ware Avenue in Groom representing the East Deanery. Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin in Tulia, representing the South Deanery, and Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 Maddox and Dumas, representing the North Deanery. These parishes, in addition to the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Well, for the first time this decade, St. Anthony of Padua Church in Dowhart will be hosting a fiesta. That's on Sunday, June 8th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Rita Blanca Coliseum Park at 1219 West Farm to Market 281. The day includes live music, a folkloric ballet performance, a variety of foods, and games for all ages. Tickets for the food and games can be purchased at the fiesta for $1 each. Now, in conjunction with the fiesta, tickets are being sold for a raffle. Top prize, a John Deere riding lawnmower. Second prize, a washer and dryer. Third prize, $500 Mission Auto Supply gift card. Fourth prize, $500 cash. Fifth prize, Apple AirPods. The tickets for the raffle, $5 each. You can purchase them after all masses at St. Anthony of Padua Church until Sunday, June 1st. And you can also buy tickets during the fiesta. Proceeds from the fiesta go toward remodeling the bathrooms of the Christian Formation Annex, which was acquired by the parish in 2013, and for the remodel of the backyard of the St. Anthony of Padua Youth Home. Need to know more? Call St. Anthony of Padua Church, 806-244-4128. Immaculate Conception Church in Dimmitt, also with a Jamaica on Sunday, June the 8th, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. at City Park off Southwest 3rd Street. All kinds of great food and beverage booths. There'll be games for kids of all ages, lots of live music, and DJ PQ will also be playing music as well. The parish has several other means to raise funds. That includes selling Jamaica t-shirts and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets for the 50-50 raffle, $10 each. Now, there's also a second raffle. Tickets are $20 apiece. Here's the kicker. The grand prize is a 500-pound calf. The owner of the winning ticket in this drawing has the option of either the calf or the cash value. Need to know more about the Jamaica? Maybe you'd like to purchase tickets in advance for the drawings. Call Immaculate Conception Church, 806-647-4219. An Order of Christian Initiation of Adults, OCIA workshop for clergy and lay leaders on Friday, June 20th, Saturday, June 21st, down the hall from us in the Conference Center here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. And you'll hear more about that OCIA workshop in Episode 12 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Carrie Acker from St. Thomas the Apostle Church here in Amarillo will be our guest, or you can give Carrie a call at St. Thomas the Apostle Church for more details, 806-358-2461. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ Alike continue their initiative for teens and young adults, worship, prayer, movie night on the third Friday of the month. This taste will be Friday, June 20th at the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul Circle. It all starts up at 6 o'clock. Need to know more? Call the folks at Sancta Maria Convent, 806-537-3182. And we'll wrap up news with a couple of notes about the Sacred Heart Prayer Group at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. They're conducting its annual retreat and reflection day Saturday, June 21st, 9 a.m. until noon at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. The retreat and reflection day in preparation for the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which will be celebrated on Friday, June 27th. All members, active and inactive, as well as those that are interested in joining the group, maybe you're a First Friday devotee and others, you're invited to participate in this very special day of prayer. There will be a potluck lunch afterwards, and we'll give you the email address that you need to RSVP to by Friday, June 18th, here in just a minute, because it's the same address for the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, a celebration on Friday, June 27th, 5:30 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Now, during this Mass, several individuals will make their consecration to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is a very profound and meaningful commitment of faith. After that, a communal meal will be served after the Mass. Now, if you're planning to attend the Retreat and Reflection Day on Saturday, June 21st, and or the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus Mass on Friday, June 27th, please RSVP by Wednesday, June 18th. You can email Taryn Meyer at yahoo.com. We'll spell it out, TaranMeyer at yahoo.com. And that does it for episode 11 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Have questions, comments, suggestions? Maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of this performance. And you can do part of that by giving to the Catholic Communications Campaign Collection this month at your parish throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. You can find out more or send those questions, comments, inquiries to stcapn@dioama.org. That's stcapn@dioama.org. Have yourselves a great Memorial Day weekend and a great beginning to the month of June. And remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.